Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to mortgage protection, trust Zurich. Get the advice you need from a financial broker today.
Does Johnny Depp's defamation win against Amber Heard signal the end of the Me Too movement? That's the question some have asked since the verdict was announced on Wednesday evening. Will people be less inclined to speak up about their experiences, fearing defamation action? Or are the societal changes prompted by Me Too too profound to be reversed by one single court ruling? Well, we're going to discuss some of those questions now with Lisa Bloom, a California-based lawyer closely associated with the Me Too movement. She represented 8 women in their actions against Jeffrey Epstein, 4 women who accused President Donald Trump of sexual harassment or sexual assault, and she won a settlement for Janice Dickinson against Bill Cosby. Lisa Bloom, you're very welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I'm keen to know your reaction to the verdict on Wednesday.
Well, I was devastated by this verdict. I think that Amber Heard stands a very good chance of prevailing on appeal. All she said in the article was that she was a public figure representing domestic abuse, and she had to go through this entire trial and now this terrible judgment against her when clearly there was evidence of some domestic abuse. She was not a perfect victim. She also engaged in some bad acts herself, and I don't condone that. But overall, Johnny Depp is the one who was older, taller, stronger, richer, more powerful, bigger celebrity. And, you know, his own text messages talked about wanting to murder her and have sex with her dead body in graphic, vulgar terms. I mean, this is not a good guy. So I was very disappointed at how this turned out.
Yet the message that the vast majority of people, one would assume, will get from the verdict on Wednesday based on the reportage is that Amber Heard wronged Johnny Depp, and to a great extent, based on the punitive damages that were awarded. If that is the message that is being received by people, what do you think, Lisa, that will do to the Me Too movement?
Well, you know, I'm in the trenches every day. I represent many victims of high-profile predators, and this is not a new tactic, going after the women, suing them for defamation, having private investigators go through their garbage and talk to their families, and I've personally been sued for speaking out on behalf of women. I mean, it's just never-ending onslaught. And I think this will definitely have a chilling effect on women who want to speak out. I had to advise a client this morning to be very careful about a public statement that she was making on social media about an abuser. So listen, these are wealthy, powerful guys. They, you know, Johnny Depp has enough money to hire lawyers to fight endlessly. I'm sure he spent millions of dollars on attorneys. And, you know, he's got so much money, it doesn't matter to him. And this is what happens. And this is, I think, a very frightening outcome for women.
And you say this will have a chilling effect. How so? How will that manifest? I know what you mean, well, but how will it manifest itself practically in society?
Well, if a woman is abused by a high-profile guy and she's thinking about speaking out about it to tell her story and to protect other women, she's going to think twice. And frankly, why should she do it if she's going to have this kind of risk where she might have to go to trial and have to defend herself? She probably doesn't have the money to hire an attorney to, you know, it's very expensive. So women are going to remain silent. Now, what I do want victims to know is that you always have the right to file a lawsuit, and you can say anything in your lawsuit. You cannot be sued for defamation for what you say in a lawsuit, but you can be for public statements, and that's what happened here. And this was such a mild public statement. She didn't even name him. And to get hit with this kind of an outcome, given how mild her statement was, it's just appalling to me.
And this was a Washington Post op-ed, so traditional media, but social media,
yes,
Lisa, played a role, a big role, really, right during this trial and beforehand as well. And it seemed that people plowed in against Amber Heard. I mean,
yes.
How do you read that?
Yes. Well, listen, Johnny Depp's team definitely won the PR war. And whether, you know, some have speculated they may have had bots on social media, I don't know if they did or not. He certainly had legions of super fans. I posted on my TikTok early in the trial why I thought that she had the better part of the case and just give my analysis of some of the witnesses the first week. And I got hammered by Johnny Depp super fans coming after me, kind of calling me all kinds of names. I mean, really vicious stuff. And I'm used to kind of wading into controversial waters, but this was very different. And, you know, multiply that times a million as what Amber Heard faced. She's talked about getting hundreds of death threats, and I am sure that's true. I mean, this kind of the intersection of celebrity and domestic violence and Me Too shows us what these super fans are capable of. It's really shocking and striking to me.
Yeah, and in a way, though, the justice system should be immune to all of that. What does this say to the victims of abuse or sexual assault when they look at the justice system and they say, look, there are checks and balances, there are rules of evidence, there's a trial judge, I'll be before a jury of my peers, or the perpetrator will be tried before a jury of his or her peers. I should be safe there. That's what people will be thinking. Yeah. But not so if you're to take your perspective in this case.
Listen, as somebody who fights billionaires and giant companies every day, the reality check is that the more money you have, the more justice you get. You have such an advantage in our justice system if you have a lot of money. And I spend years before trial just fighting to have a fair fight. I just want a fair fight.
Explain that to me, Lisa. But I don't understand that, because how could that be? I really am trying to explain. But how could that be because of the checks and balances and the rules of evidence? Surely money can't manipulate those rules, can they?
Money doesn't change the rules, but money changes what you can do. If Johnny Depp had 9 attorneys, and I'm sure many more behind the scenes, they can file every motion, they can prepare every bit of evidence, every witness, every bit of research, versus a smaller law firm or somebody who can only hire 1 or 2 attorneys just can't cope with all of that. I mean, I get bombarded every day by these big firms filing all of these documents against me. I mean, it's a lot to respond to. In addition, people who are wealthy can have publicists and investigators constantly going after the other side. My side can't afford any of that. And if my side makes a public statement, you know, we wrote it. We did the best we could.
Yeah.
We might post it on our social media, but we don't blast it out to the world in the way that they can do.
So it's all about resources. I understand what you mean now. So your office could be buried under a tsunami of discovery. And also have to fight a PR campaign at the same time.
And that's what happens. And the lawsuits that they file against us, I'm in a very significant high profile case right now, and they're constantly threatening to file an unrelated lawsuit. You know, my client said something on social media and now they're going to sue her for defamation. I mean, it's just on and on and on. You know, I just want to get into the courtroom and present my evidence. Also, they always want to delay on the other side. Delay, 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 you know. I have a trial date in August in one of my cases, and the other side is saying they're going to need to delay it for a year. Mm-hmm. And the judge seems to be going along with that. You know, that's very difficult on sexual assault survivors. If they have to wait years and years to go to trial, they may be destitute. They don't have any money to support themselves. They can't work.
It's prohibitive.
Such an unequal playing field.
Can I ask you, I'm short on time. I have less than a minute, but I really do need to ask your opinion on this one. We've discussed the impact of this trial on the Me Too movement. Does there have to be a reset now of that movement and campaign, or do you think the appeal will do it?
I think we have to be careful when we say one case, you know, has big impact on a massive social movement. You know, the Me Too movement was about millions of women and men telling their stories of sexual assault. This has not changed that. This is one case, and each case is decided based on the facts and the evidence. And I want to say that I was not in the courtroom. I understand that there were a lot of problems with Amber Heard's testimony. There were a lot of inconsistencies, and I think the jury just held all of that against her and just decided to throw the book at her. But there are so many more cases all the time going forward where women and men who are victims are prevailing. So I don't think I don't think this is a reset of Me Too, but it is a reality check that, you know, wealthy guys will come after victims when they choose to. Mm-hmm.
It's a real pleasure to speak with you. California-based lawyer Lisa Bloom, thank you very much indeed for joining us.